You're listening to The Takeover on Wednesday night on Life FM, and we are joined by the amazing Kelly Kay from Kelly Kay Naturopath.
Yeah.
For another Wellness Wednesday.
Wellness Wednesdays on The Takeover. Brought to you by station sponsor, Kelly Kay Naturopath. Book your free discovery call today to uncover better health and quality of life.
Kelly, how are you?
I'm great, thank you.
I am so glad that you're in the studio with us tonight, because last week it was International Women's Day. And tonight for Wellness Wednesdays, we're focusing on women's health, basically, which is very timely and very important, I think, to focus on, because throughout everything we discuss, we're trying to obviously speak to both men and women. But I think in tonight's chat, we're not only speaking to the women, because they already know most of this stuff anyway. We're speaking to the young men who perhaps have a sister or a girlfriend or a mom or an auntie or someone close to them who is experiencing periods. That's what we're talking about tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Really important topic.
It is, yeah. It is. And I don't think that it's something that gets discussed very often. I know it's still taboo to talk about periods, particularly, I think, on the radio. So what we're doing tonight is very important, in my opinion, particularly around International Women's Day, is a bit of a leverage for us to discuss this. But to get started, Kelly, I want to ask, what is a period? What is a menstrual cycle?
So a menstrual cycle is something that women will experience in response to hormone fluctuations. Mm-hmm. The actual period is the bleed part of the cycle, but the hormones fluctuate throughout roughly a 28-day to 34-day period. And in that time, there is the release of an egg, and then hormones change in preparation for pregnancy. If there's no pregnancy, then there's a bleed, and that's referred to as the period.
Okay, so for people who are perhaps a little bit older, maybe trying to get pregnant, a period means that they haven't gotten pregnant in that cycle.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So that's what a cycle is. What are some of the symptoms that can come with period or with the cycle in general?
Yes. Yeah, so people can experience symptoms throughout their cycle, but usually around the period time, women might experience some cramping, might experience some changes in their mood, sugar cravings can be quite common, headaches, migraines, and for some women, the bleed can be too heavy, and so they might experience clotting, or they might experience what we call flooding, and they're just losing too much blood, and so, yeah, they might have symptoms associated with that as well. Really, we're not really supposed to have all of these symptoms. You know, pain, particularly severe pain, is abnormal.
Okay.
And heavy bleeding is abnormal. If it's interfering with your sort of daily life, then we would consider that there might be something going on there.
Yeah, for sure. I think that it's really interesting, because when I was in primary school and we were taught about periods, we were told at the time that it was really revolutionary that we were even being taught about this at primary school, which was what, 15, 20 years ago now. But in saying that, what we were taught was that all of those symptoms are normal, that it's normal to have, you know, pain. It's normal to have menstrual cramps. It's normal to get a little bit moody around your period.
And this is one of the big problems. Sorry to cut you off. This is one of the big problems that we have, is that women will often, you know, they might present to their GP and say, I'm experiencing these symptoms. And they'll say, oh, that's just normal. They'll get dismissed. And so it can take a very long time for a woman to get a diagnosis if there is something going on, like endometriosis or polycystic ovarian syndrome, some of those women's health conditions that we hear about. The diagnosis period can be up to 10 years at the moment.
Yeah, which is crazy. And I know for myself, I have been diagnosed with polycystic ovary syndrome, and it doesn't really interfere with my day-to-day life too much, but there has been a little bit of a connection hormonally between that and me having type 1 diabetes, and the connection between the sugars and things like that. So it does affect another area of my health. When we come back, we might talk a little bit about when to seek professional help if these issues are not being resolved, if you're finding that you are struggling with a lot of pain around your period or really heavy periods. I also personally struggle with iron deficiency whenever I have a period.
It can be a huge problem.
Yeah, we might chat a little bit about how to seek professional help around your period when we come back straight after this. You're listening to The Takeover for Wellness Wednesdays on Life FM. I've been